I'm sure. I'm sure I'm taping over myself for the third time.
I've done that too, where I hit the play button by accident and I hear the voices. You're like, where is that sound?
Right. I did that once here. I was in the library and I went into the men's room and I was like,
I
was like, I'm hearing voices.
Big Brother was talking.
Yeah, but I was hearing voices and I'm like, and it's me.
Mental break.
The same thing happened to me. I was like, oh, actually, the voices have moved outside of my head.
And I'm incredibly boring. All right. We were able to talk with who we needed to, and this is what we could do, and I think we might be able to resolve this today. We have authorization to, which is the first half of the first proposal you made. We have authorization to make the pilot a 2-year pilot, so it would be $35,000 in each year, $35,000. We also have authorization to remove the requirement that they be within 30 credit hours of graduation, so it would be opened up to all the students that are otherwise eligible.
Okay. Would it be possible to print, to have that printed up into the I don't know if you have access to these files right now on the computer, right? But to print all that up into a package.
Yeah. Well, we gave, you mean redo the memorandum?
Yeah, just to have that reflected in actual language.
Of the document?
Of it.
Yeah. We can do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that, but I think Jeff can do that. So we'll go work on that.
Yeah, well, one additional thought, too, I thought about it. You all had mentioned previously that you wanted some time between bargaining before we moved to full book, right? If there's an interest in the amendment and duration article, right now it says to begin the successor agreement no later than October 1st. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we have to be back in September. If we wanted to agree by mutual consent to change it to like November 1st, like if you want to have next month, that's something we need to find by doing that.
Okay.
You know, that's something. It's something to consider as you're printing it now.
Okay, good. Good. And you know, since that's not a contractual benefit that necessarily flows to anybody except for the people in this room, I think we could just agree to do that.
If that's your like legal position, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, were you thinking like making it a part of the ratification process?
Well, when we in the past. Right?
Yeah.
We haven't been especially consistent with following those exact deadlines for when we're back at the table.
Right.
You know, and we say, look, can we start? And then we say, okay, that's fine. During the reopener, the university was very, wanted to be sure that we were back in time by those specific dates in the CBA.
Yeah.
So if...
I got you.
If you want to change November 1st, that's fine by us.
Okay. If you're right. It's probably going to be, well, we'll get the question, do we have to, is that in the contract? And since it's in the contract, we have to follow the contract. So it's probably something we should formally change.
Yes, we have to follow the contract.
If only we didn't have that contract.
When all else fails, we can follow the contract.
Yeah. Of course, we could always, like, have a...
Notice
meeting in September. We could have a notice meeting in September and be like, hello, goodbye. You know? Right. We're calling in.
Yeah.
Hello. That's, can't hear you.
What if you noticed your first meeting in September very early? Is that a problem?
No. I mean, we could probably, that's what I'm saying. We could also not actually.
Would that count as a billable hour? I don't know.
It would, of course. You use the singular when you said our.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
All right, well, let's go see what we can do before we bring it back.